Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, this show has been so exciting for me to bring to you guys because when I was in the Brunswick Islands, I had a chance to go and visit most of all of the cities that I mentioned earlier. I mean, there are so many great places, great beaches to really visit and have some fun there. But, you know, if you can't get all of them in, there's no reason to say, oh, I can't go because I can't do all of this. There's so many things to do in each place. And for those of you who like history, we just talked about the historic bridge there as well as the fascinating lighthouse there in Oak Island. Now we're going to listen to a conversation that I had all about having some adventure. Now, first up is Carrie Van Winkle, and she and her husband operate a company called the Summer Tide Adventure Tours, and they take you kayaking all around Sunset Beach or other areas as well. And what's great about her kayaking tours is that they're very educational too. I learned a lot about some of the sea life that was out and about during our kayaking tour as well. So I want you to listen up to Carrie Van Winkle, then we'll come back and I have another conversation to share with you as well.
Well, on my tours, you get myself as your guide, and we do, of course, the kayaking adventure in itself is fun, but I like to make it more of an eco tour. I like to teach you about our ecosystem, show you what's going on in our estuary as far as our marine life and our what's living in our marsh grasses and our birds. I tell you a lot about the currents and the tides.
Well, I know we saw a couple of sea life out there. We saw some seashells and some of the things that live in them.
Yeah. We get, you know, certain times of year we see different things. Certain times of year we have more birds, like our wood storks. And this time of year we have a lot of jellyfish are washing up, but they're the harmless kind, so we can pick them up and check them out. And they have little hitchhikers that live inside, little crabs. So, yeah, different times of year we see different things.
Now, is there any type of age limitation, anything like that, for taking your tours?
So the youngest that I'll take is a four-year-old, and they would go in a tandem kayak with an adult. Once they get to the age of 10, 11 years old, that's when I like to tell, if a kid wants to kayak in their own kayak, I like to give kids the benefit of the doubt. I like outgoing children. I like to try it on their own. If mom and dad think that it's not a good idea, then I trust mom and dad's judgment. You know? So, but yeah, if I get some strong kids that want to try it on their own, I like to give them that opportunity. But the youngest that I'll take is a four-year-old.
Mm-hmm. And then what about any kind of mobility limitations, anything like that? Can people that have some of those still kayaking and have an enjoyable time out on the water?
Yeah, I've had several people that have disabilities that have come with me, and they just go tandem with another person.
But now tell me, is the routing the same all the time, or do you do different kind of routings on the water, and where are you actually taking people?
So I have different trips and different routes. So where I go and when I go is all based on the tide. I plan my trips to be as easy as I can possibly make them. Everywhere I go, we see all sorts of wildlife, and one of my longer trips is Bird Island, and we do a little bit of a longer eco hike, I guess, so to speak, on my Bird Island trip. I get us in a little estuary that's all dried up at low tide, and we explore it. We find a lot of blue crabs and hermit crabs and fiddler crabs living in the little estuary. So, but yeah, I try to make my trips as easy as I possibly can based on the tide.
So the tides and the winds and all of those things.
Yep.
But I really love how, you know, you add the education, but it's very enjoyable. It's nice to be out on the water. So I really like that you do that. And I know that's your plan, to do it that way.
Yeah, I want people to have something to take with them. You know, maybe, you know, of course, photographs, but also some memories and a little lesson also.
And what type of kayaks are you using?
I use Native Redfish kayaks. They're 12 foot long, and they're made here in North Carolina, right in Asheville, North Carolina. Yep, so we keep it locally homegrown.
Very cool. Now, I want my listeners to come, and when they're in this area, they have to take your tour. I had a great time. So tell them how they can get in touch with you and go ahead and book the tour. Do they need to do it ahead of time? Is there a website? How do they go about setting it all up?
Yeah, great. They can just check us out on, we're on Facebook, Summer Tide Adventure Tours. We're on Google. Just look us up. We have a website, summertidetours.com. You can go online and make an online reservation, or you can just give us a call and we can set it up that way. But yeah, if you're planning your summer vacation, make your plans in advance.
I'm sure everyone wants to come and get out on the water and go on one of your tours.
Yeah. Every day our trips are full all summer long. So we do two trips a day. We do day trips, and then we do evening trips, and they all fill up.
So you guys better make those reservations. So give me that website once again and that phone number.
Our phone number is 910-833-2418. That is our local number. We do have a toll-free number, which is 877-597-000.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the tour today, and thanks for taking some time to talk with me afterwards, because I know you got to get all packed up and everything, so thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
See what I mean? Kayaking fun. You guys can have it, too. So definitely check it out when you are in Sunset Beach there with Carrie. Now, up next is George Howard. He is at Swamp Park, and so many fascinating things to do there. You can take a walk around, check out the alligators. You can do zip lining. They have ATVs that they're going to start as well, too. He tells us all about that in my conversation with George. So here he is. Get ready for some excitement.
The owner had the insight and the vision to bring in some outdoor adventures onto a piece of property that would have been seemingly difficult to develop in another way. Mm-hmm. So what we have done from the beginning is we have eco-tours that meld really well with the outdoor environment here. So we have the eco-boat tour that gets you on the Shallot River. We are backed up to a leg of the Shallot River that has tons of water in it because of a beaver dam. And so we are able to take folks on a really, really cool boat tour. We have a full aerial adventure park. So it's much like a ropes course on steroids, if you will. The difference is that we have a continuous belay course, which is very important from a risk management standpoint. There's no clipping and unclipping. Mm-hmm. So a lot of parents are concerned sometimes when they put their kids up on these things, like, are they going to be able to understand mm-hmm. how to clip, how to unclip, where to go, all of these things. Mm-hmm. So the continuous belay course is taking one of those things out of that so you can focus more on having fun.
Yeah,
yeah. And so the other big thing about us that's a bit different from other models that you may see is that everything we have is fully guided. Everything. The aerial adventure park has guides on it. The zip lines, all is guided. The boat tour is guided. Brand new this year, starting May 1st, right around the corner, are our ATV tours, which we're super excited about. And that will be, of course, fully guided. So every step of the way, we're trying to keep people as safe as possible, managing that risk so that they can have a really good time and enjoy themselves outdoors. We have core values here at the Swamp Park. That's a big part of who we are. Caring, conservation, and diligence are the three core values that we have chosen for ourselves as a business. So caring, conservation, and diligence plays into everything, including that guest experience, and really doing inspired experiences for folks and creating those memories is really what we're here for. Mm-hmm. But everything is definitely reservation in advance based, and here's why. There's only so many people that can go on each tour, right? So the zipline tours, maximum usually 8. We can sometimes do 9. Mm-hmm. Boat tours, you can only put 12 people on there. Mm-hmm. So there's time slots. The whole day is organized by time so that we can maximize those days. So for folks that are not here, that are looking to come here, it's so important, www.swampark.com, to get on there, take a look at what we've got, check out those videos, hit that book now button, and get everything reserved before you even get here.
Great. So I know you guys have been writing all of this down, but if you didn't, check out my website, which is travelbagswithanita.com. And I have a lot of this information there, plus more, some of the different things that you can do, places to stay. As I mentioned earlier in the show, I stayed in Holden Beach at a place called Perfect Landing. If you want to check them out, you can check that out at holdenbeachvacations.com. They have all kinds of vacation houses, from small to large. You can come with a big family, small family, girlfriend's trip, guy's trip, whatever you might want to do, they have a place for you to stay. And all of the restaurants and things like that, too. There's so many great places to eat, so many great places to have really, really good seafood. Because, you know, North Carolina is known for their great seafood. So you can have dinner at places like Fishy Fishy Cafe. Now, of course, you know, that sounds like you're going to have a really good meal if you go there. And also, too, there's some other places as well where I had some really great meals. So make sure you go to the website, Travel Bags with Anita, and check it out. And you can find all of the information that you need to plan your vacation. Restaurants, places to stay for vacation rentals as well. And all the information on the places that I had conversations with people that I share with you here. Now, this segment has also been brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. And I keep telling you guys, they're your travel buddies. So don't have all of this worry about what if, what am I going to do if this, you know, if this happens or that happens. They can have you covered. Because when you think about doing some of these adventurous things, You may be a little shy of doing those because you're worried about getting injured. No worries about those because you're not going to get injured. You're going to have just fun. But if something does, those things that we don't want to think about, travel insurance, you can have medical insurance along with that. So check out their website at AllianzTravelInsurance.com. And also, go to our social media. On Instagram, it's Anita and Friends. That's my name, Anita, the letter N, and then Friends, Anita and Friends. And check out all the pictures from my time at Brunswick Islands. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the show. Lots of great information on history. Lots of great information on adventurous things to do so you can start planning your vacation to the Brunswick Islands. So thanks for listening. We'll be back soon here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye-bye.